Welcome to my back to school special series, where I've got something for all the ages and stages, from starting kindergarten to transitioning from middle to high school. I'll be sharing tips, tools, and strategies, as well as speaking with some special guest experts to support you as we prepare to head to school. Hello and welcome. I'm Tara, the founder of Raising Resilient Children, where I support parents and educators with tools and skills for feelings, kindness, and everyday mental well-being, also known as social emotional skills and empathy. As a longtime educator, former preschool owner, and parent, I know that there is no cookie cutter approach to raising children, and information can be overwhelming. Let's tackle some of this by having some important conversations and digging into some different topics. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing one of my most popular back to school strategies. Parents consistently tell me how much they love this strategy because it really helps support them with turning their after school conversations into positive connection. So today I'm going to be talking about report back to me. This is a great strategy for kids who are returning to school versus starting for the very first time. If you caught my episode on goodbye routines, this is a great addition to a goodbye routine for kids 5, 6 plus-ish, and can be built out for many years. As parent problem solvers, sometimes we can come across as detectives in our after-school questioning. How was your day? Were you a good listener? Did you focus? How about XYZ child? Did you get along with them today? How did you do on your spelling test? Did you have fun? And so on. How was your day is a really big question for most children. They do so many things, it's really hard for them to remember. And they don't think about time the same way we do. At this point, their concept of time is much more fluid. In general, as people, we are also tuned into remembering stellar things or negative things. Pause right now and think about your day. What stands out in your mind? Usually it's those super stellar moments and the less than stellar ones. We don't typically remember the okay or pretty good stuff. So it's not surprising that this question tends to bring out really, really exciting memories or a summary of negative experiences or nothing at all. This is highly frustrating for parents who are trying to build connected relationships and really want to know how their children spent their day. It may not be that they don't want to tell you, it's that they can't focus in on things to tell you. The other thing that can happen is that our questions teach children to focus on checklists of behavioral expectations, of academic outcomes, of these kinds of things. I often have conversations where parents will tell me, I don't care how my children do academically as long as they're doing okay and learning. I tell them it's okay to fail and to make mistakes. Unfortunately, we then follow up by asking questions like, how was your spelling test? We're actually saying the opposite of what we're trying to tell them. Our actual message is, it's actually not okay to make mistakes because I want to know how many you made on your test. Don't worry, you are far from alone in this. It's heavily reinforced by narratives in education. As a society, we tend to focus on outcomes instead of process, and flipping our language is one way we can tackle this. So here's how we do it. The report back to me strategy. Step one, you're going to set 3 goals, only one if you have younger children, and build out. The first goal is learn something new. The second one is try something hard. The third one is do something super fun. Step two in this process is we got to build out those goals with specifics. The more specific, the more successful. So here's a few examples to guide you. For one, learn something new. Learn something new about your teacher. This is a great back to school type question. Learn something new in some subject, art, music, math, science. Learn something new about a friend, or learn your friend's name. It is not uncommon for children to be playing with people at recess and never ask them what their name is until well along into the trajectory. And adults, we assume that that's sort of, we're like, who are you playing with? And they shrug. They're like, I don't know. Part of helping our children develop the language of play is helping them understand that it's important to find out what somebody else's name is. So you could make this a goal. Learn your new friend's name. Learn something new about yourself. This is for older children because that's quite a complex question. All right. 2, try something hard. Remember to use a tool for your big feelings today. Again, we're going to get more specific. If you've been working on tools for anger feelings, remember when you have, and whatever you've been working on, angry feelings inside your body, you're going to count backwards from 10 to 1. You're going to squeeze your lemons and make lemonade. Squeeze your hands and release. Whatever you've been working on, right? So that's to try something hard. Remembering to use our tool for our big feelings. Another approach might be try your best at and pick a subject that you know your child is having a little bit of a difficult time in, right? Try being patient with a friend or classmate. So maybe there's some conflict or some challenges happening there. Trying something hard would be, you know, showing up with kindness, even though it's tricky, or having a strategy around that, right? Maybe you're going to work on some skills for conflict. This is where you can tackle some helpful goals for skill building. Areas your child is struggling in or needs to develop skills for. Things like keeping our hands to ourselves or standing up for ourselves in conflict. Trying something hard is a great place to put a goal like that. Our third one, do something super fun. Let your child help you define what they believe is fun. Harness the power of yet and learn something new about your child's superpowers. If you want a great book to support that conversation, What's My Superpower by Avia Johnston is an awesome book to have a conversation about helping your child discover what their superpower is. All right. Step three in the strategy is, and this is the most important step, it's report back to me. It will not work if you don't check in with them on their goal setting and practice some patience while you build this expectation. It won't happen the first day, maybe not even the second day, but it will if you consistently check back in. They will realize that you're going to ask them, so they need to sort of focus on finding and setting up those goals. I highly recommend you set yourself a reminder to follow up. Put it in your phone, add it to your calendar, put a sticky note in your car. The first couple of times you try it, you might find it really doesn't work. That's because you're setting this new expectation. And like anything new, it takes time to learn it. The more consistent you are with this, the faster the skill will develop. If it seems like it's a pattern of like forgetting regularly, set less goals. It means there's too many things to focus on. If you have younger children, start with one goal. You can check out episode 2, gearing up for a drop-off for a single goal-based approach. So this strategy is all about building connected conversations using targeted questions that are built around goals. You are more likely to get answers, and it will help you focus on process instead of outcomes. Those of you who are struggling with goodbye and are overwhelmed by that initial transition of the day, check out my mini course, The Art of Saying Goodbye, at the link in my show notes. In that course, I share the strategies I developed as a former preschool owner to validate feelings, build effective goodbye routines, and ensure you are able to get off in a timely manner. Want to start the school year with confidence, connection, and still get to work on time? Enroll in my mini course, The Art of Saying Goodbye, where I'll help you learn how to say goodbye with confidence, tackle the one mores, one more hug, one more kiss, one more minute, and help you know what to do when everything's going well until it doesn't. As a former preschool owner and longtime educator, I created this mini course to support parents who want to walk away from drop-off feeling less conflicted, knowing that their child's bucket is full and that they are ready for the day. In The Art of Saying Goodbye, you will learn how to build a customized goodbye routine, how to gather parent clues to handle the one mores, and the importance of developing an understanding of goodbye with your child. If you feel like you're never going to be able to do drop-off without challenges or tears, this is the course for you. Head to taragratto.ca/goodbye to enroll today and get ready for a great start to your school year.